Teenagers who decided to get a job this summer have landed in the hottest market for young workers since the Great Recession. And that's why we wanted to hear about their experiences at work. Zan Brooke is 18 years old. They wrote to us from East Lansing, Michigan, where they're taking summer college classes and working 4 days a week.
I have two jobs. One is a petitioner for reproductive rights and promote the vote campaign, and another at a local gift shop. Both of these companies are like desperately searching for new employees and fighting to give me more hours, but I'm just really excited to spend the summer, out with my friends.
On the other side of the country, in Fairbanks, Alaska, we heard from 15-year-old Walker Greer, who also has plenty of jobs to pick from, but this summer he landed at his parents' construction company.
I chose to work for my parents this year just because of how much easier it is to get a ride to work and hours and who to talk to and all that.
Greer says he's been learning a lot.
I like how the job teaches me new things about construction, like framing, different types of boards, all sorts of stuff like that.
We'll hear from more of you in just a minute, but first let's zoom out for the big picture. Economist Alicia Modestino is research director at the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University in Boston. Alicia, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It was great to hear from those teenagers, and I'm just thinking that we went into this summer with a labor shortage in just about every industry. Did the season for teenagers work out to be as strong as we expected it to be?
You know, I think it was a little bit of a surprise, at least for me, because we had seen such a strong labor market last year for teens coming out of COVID. And I remember saying, everybody should run out and get their summer job this year because this is not going to last. And yet here we are again 1 year later, and the summer jobs market is even stronger than it was before. So I think it was a little bit surprising how well it has held up and how many opportunities there are out there for young people.
What kind of jobs are out there for young people? Is it somehow different because they have so many choices?
Yeah. I mean, alongside the usual, you know, retail, hospitality, restaurant kinds of jobs that we typically see teenagers employed in, there are more opportunities, like you heard from Walker, in construction. It's a little bit rare for a teenager to be in construction, but I'm assuming he had a good connection there working for his parents.
With his parents, right.
But you do see teenagers working in other kinds of office jobs that might not usually be open to them, or taking on more responsibility in those kind of usual places where we would find them. So not necessarily just being a retail worker or wait staff, but maybe being an assistant manager.
Mm. And you know what I'm thinking? I'm kind of envious of these kids. For the first time in their lives, they might be in a position in this first job to negotiate, right? Because there's so much demand. Is there room for that, even if you're a teenager and you've never had a job before?
Absolutely. It's always a good idea to try to negotiate if you can. And certainly that's some advice that I've been giving my own kids, but also teenagers in general, is that at this point, employers are so desperate for workers that, you know, you can be somewhat choosy in the job that you pick. You don't have to take the first job that comes along. You can ask for better hours. You can ask for more pay. You can ask for more responsibility. You know, the worst that they can say is no, and then you know where you stand. But there's certainly a lot more opportunity this year to be negotiating those kinds of things than in prior summers.
And if they say no, you've got that experience now under your belt as well. We heard from a lot of people who are working on farms this summer, including 18-year-old Natalie. She's from Parker, Colorado. She told us about a great opportunity that, in her words, she is super, super excited about, working on a farm in Hawaii.
They do organic farming. They do permaculture. I'll learn animal husbandry and beekeeping. I'll actually be there for their honey harvest, so I'll be able to learn how to harvest honey. And then we'll turn their wax into things like chapstick and lotion.
Sounds like a fun job. But in some states, kids as young as 12 are able to work on farms. And according to the Department of Labor, actually more kids are doing this. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, I think in particular, agriculture has been hit over the last, I would say, 5 years or so with the reduction in immigration that we've seen. So lots of farming jobs, agricultural type jobs, typically are seasonal jobs that are held by migrant workers coming up from Mexico, picking, you know, citrus in Florida, then all the way up, you know, picking apples in New England and in other parts of the country doing harvests. And we've seen, you know, over the last several years, lower immigration, that there's been a greater need for those kinds of workers. And it's really hard to get domestic workers to do those kinds of jobs for the pay that farms and other agricultural employers are usually offering. And so teenagers, again, you know, are a ready and willing workforce that's being rediscovered, not just by farmers, but, you know, all the way through the labor market.
Well, another one of our listeners, Zoe Weddle, she's 17 years old from Overland Park, Kansas, is also working on a farm for the local county parks department.
It's a really good job. It allows me to work outdoors and pursue my interests in horticulture. The environment is really friendly. Everyone there who I work with is super nice. It's a government job, which is really nice because it's nice and stable, which I love.
So Zoe loves her job, but listen, as a parent, I wonder if you have any concerns about this, because these kids are willing to work. There's so much work to do. They're getting these jobs on farms, you know, picking fruit, that sort of things. We heard from one kid working on a construction site. Do you worry about some of that?
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a little bit of a concern in terms of the maybe number of hours that young people are working or the other kinds of experiences that they're giving up to take these kinds of jobs this summer. So it really kind of depends. I mean, so the last teen that we just heard from, you know, her job at least was something that she was interested in potentially as a career. You know, that's a great experience to have as a young person, to find out if that's the kind of work that you want to do that can actually increase academic aspirations, you know, whether it's, you know, to get training or to go to college. But you do worry for some of these kinds of job experiences that young people might be reaching for, you know, an easy paycheck for them and foregoing other kinds of experiences that we think would be more beneficial during the summer.
What's the employment picture for kids who come from a different or a lower socioeconomic background? Do they have the same opportunities?
You know, it's definitely true that a rising tide is not lifting all boats, even in this super strong labor market. So, for example, the unemployment rate right now for white teens is 10.4% as of the last jobs report that we saw in June. But the unemployment rate for black teens is 16%. So it's 6 percentage points higher. Same thing for Hispanic youth, it's 12%. So it's not a level playing field. And in particular, it's much more difficult as a low-income inner city kid to be able to access these kinds of job opportunities, whether it's, you know, not having the jobs nearby or not having the networks to be able to get hired into these jobs. And so that's where municipal summer employment programs in cities like Boston, Chicago, and New York really help fill that gap.
In fact, we heard from Jacob from West Newfield, Maine. He's 19 years old, is a college student, wrote in to say that he couldn't find a job that fit his needs. He lives in a rural part of the state. So what advice do you have for people like Jacob or other teenagers who haven't been able to take advantage of this hot job market?
Well, you know, one thing that we just discovered having gone through COVID is that we don't always have to be physically in the same location to be working together. And so something that the Boston Summer Youth Employment Program did during the summer of 2020 was to start offering virtual internships, where young people can be connected with a company, use an online platform and some ready-made projects to be able to work with that employer in a meaningful way. And that has really expanded job opportunities for young people, either who are in other parts of the state who would like to work with an employer in Boston, or even for young people who are in Boston, but they're, you know, 2T rides and a bus ride away from an employer. So one possibility for Jacob or for other teens like that is to look for some online remote work. It might not be quite as satisfying as being in person, but trust me, watching my kids sit around during the summer, it's better than nothing.
And it pays, that's for sure. Alicia Modestino,
right.
Research Director at the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy at Northeastern University. Alicia, thank you so much. And by the way, are your kids working or are they just sitting on the couch?
You know, the last one just got a job 2 weeks ago. Nice. At Home Depot, working overnight. He wanted that $20 an hour premium for working overnight. So there's something for everyone out there.
All right, Alicia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.